Thank you for joining us for Sound Reasoning with Christian apologist and minister Perseus Poku of Sound Reasoning Ministries. It's our prayer that today's program will educate, train, and empower you to defend your Christian faith with confidence. Perseus has his bachelor's in history and a master's degree in apologetics. We hope you enjoy this time of equipping so that you can answer questions to defend your Christian faith effectively. Now here's Perseus Poku on Sound Reasoning.
Welcome to Sound Reasoning. I'm your host, Perseus Poku. On today's episode, I wanted to give a refresher course on Christian apologetics. Christian apologetics. And apologetics is not a word that most Christians use. Many people in the church are not familiar with this term apologetics. Oftentimes when we bring it up or when we use it, some people would ask us, what are we apologizing for? We as Christians do not need to apologize for anything. And we understand that when we first use that term, Christian apologetics, it is a foreign term, but what matters the most is it's indeed a biblical term. And so for this episode, we wanted to just go back to basics and make sure that all of us that are listening have a clear, succinct understanding of what Christian apologetics is. Apologetics cannot make anyone come to Christ. That's not the purpose of Christian apologetics. It's not the goal of Christian apologetics to compel anybody to become saved. People or individuals through their will, believing in Christ and affirming death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and desiring for him to become Lord through that process can lead them to being saved and having a closer, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. What Christian apologetics does do, it helps to remove some of the questions that people have in regards to God, in regards to the church, in regards to salvation, questions that they may have that, in a sense, have become a roadblock to them accepting Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And so we, as believers, God has gifted us with knowledge and wisdom rooted in the scriptures to answer the questions of those that are sincere. We're not talking about individuals that are argumentative and just want to argue religion or argue their theological perspective just for the sake of argument. We're not talking about those people. But as we go through life and as we allow the Spirit to use us and to share the good news of Jesus Christ, which certainly is good news, if we're excited about sharing the gospel, the euangelion, the good news, if we're excited about engaging in euangelizo, which is the verb form of euangelion, euangelizo, the Greek word meaning to go out and share the gospel or to share the good news. If we're excited about sharing God's word, then apologetics is interwoven into that exercise. When we go out to share Christ,
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.